Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there. Welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on a Thursday on KFH. Thursday is always fun as we get you ready for the football weekend. We do it getting ready for some college football, getting ready for some NFL. Our betting insider PJ Glasser stops by to help us with that side of things. We've also got Tim Fitzgerald, PowerCat.com, coming in the next hour to discuss little K-State hoops, little K-State football. Looking forward to that as well. Of course, your calls and comments, always a part of the show. You can give us a shout. Max Power Producing has that hotline at 869-1240. You've got comments available to us on our video streams. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected and listening to us on the Odyssey app. Everything we have for you today is on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I can hardly wait for some Thursday night basketball at 9 p.m. tonight to watch the Cats versus Quincy Ballard back in the Kansas City. The region, we'll say that. That game is going to start so late, and I know it's going to. Wichita State had that slot last year, and I don't think that they started until 9. I don't think the game got over until after 11 p.m. So we'll see what time we get this thing rolling tonight.
Oh, man. I forgot about Ballard going there. That'll be interesting. It's been another good test for K-State. We'll get Fitz's thoughts on it. But, you know, after we see them, I don't want to say play down to Tulsa yet, because I really don't know anything about Tulsa. Mississippi State is a top 50 team, and it'll be a fun challenge for them. You know, if, you know, Jans is there and they do all that stuff, they're probably going to be a good defensive team, if I had to guess. And it should be a good barometer for where K-State sits right now in the basketball season. We've got that tonight. We got a little Thursday night football. I think a game people can get pretty excited about, be pretty interested in, as you've got two pretty good teams here. Bills, Texans. Texans, one of the best defensive teams in football, hosting Buffalo, who is hit or miss. You never know what you're going to get with Buffalo, especially on the road. So I think that's a pretty interesting game tonight as well. And if you're a Chiefs fan, you want the Texans to lose. At this point, I think you go for Buffalo, don't you? You're two games and a tiebreaker behind Buffalo for a wild card spot if they don't catch New England. And you got the same record as Houston, although you play Houston. So maybe you don't care and you want the Bills to lose a bunch of games. But it's a game of interest either way if you're the Chiefs. Just get ready for this. This is what we get to do the rest of the year. right? Like, okay, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're on the outside of the playoffs looking in. What do we want to happen tonight? You think he can run down the Bills, or do you want the Texans to go ahead and get a loss? Like, this is what we get to do now.
I know. That's an interesting conundrum, because aren't the Bills the sixth seed? The Bills aren't quite the world beaters either. So that's probably like the 6 and the 7.
Yeah, they're down there. The problem with the Bills is if they are a wild card at 7-3, they're a wild card with a tiebreaker. So they're 3 games ahead of you with 7 games to play. You really think the Bills are going to lose 3 games? And if so, do you think the Chiefs are going to win every game they play the rest of the way?
I know. It might not even matter. That's
where we are with this. This is what it feels like to be a normal NFL fan, right? You don't just for a decade get to count on winning the division. This is the normal flow of things for most fan bases. Like, you get into this part of the year and you're trying to figure out how you can just try to squeeze into the postseason. It has been a very fortunate run for Chiefs fans, and this isn't going to be one of those fortunate years. They're going to have to scratch and claw their way in if they're going to get into the postseason, which they still absolutely can. And in fact, we talk about the odds, because it's the odds, better than 50% chance to do it. But it's tight. It's real tight. I think you just want Houston to lose. I don't think they're catching Buffalo.
Yeah. So speaking of odds, I haven't brought this up on the show yet. After we talked on Monday, I went and looked, because the Chiefs were still the third best odds to win the Super Bowl. I think they still are there. The third best odds to win the Super Bowl. And I saw that and I was like, man, like, I should take some juice on the Chiefs and not make the playoffs, because those odds must be like kind of juicy if they think that they're going to still win the Super Bowl. It's like 50-50 to make the playoffs, and they're the third highest odds to win the Super Bowl. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think, and we can ask PJ Glasser about this. I think you were right earlier this week. I think you said this. Like, it's because they don't, like, you don't want a bunch of money coming in on the Chiefs.
Yeah, they don't want to put the Chiefs on sale.
Because if they do make it, it's the Chiefs, right? And I think you're not going to get any discounts with the Chiefs. Like, it's not going to happen. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, because if they get there, like, we all know it. This weekend, here we go again. This is supposed to be the best team in the AFC coming in, and Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite. Why? Because they're not going to make the Chiefs a home underdog. Because it's still the Chiefs. Because history forever has shown us this team with its back against the wall, or this team when it feels slighted, is typically very good. Now, they weren't most recently. All those things were true against Denver. They just happen to be at home this week, and their home road splits this year are pretty significant. They have not been good away from Arrowhead at all this year, and they've been very good at Arrowhead. So, yeah. That's a tricky game to get a gauge of, because I, like, personally, I think Indianapolis is better than Denver.
Yeah, I do too.
But it's a home game, and what do you do with that, right? Like, how do you even handle that? Indianapolis, by all the things, we'll talk about this on the other side, by all the things that typically tell us who are really good teams, Indianapolis does a lot of that stuff. Well, they do have one thing that they don't do well, which we'll talk about in just a minute, but they've gone to try to address that thing at the trade deadline. So, they have been a wagon offensively. They're the best offense in football. They're balanced. Like, they do everything. They can do everything. And they had one little flaw in their team. And we'll see if they fixed it, but they sure tried. They swung for the fences on it. If you believe in Daniel Jones even a little bit, this looks like it could be the best team in football so far this year. So that's what looms now in a bunch of must-win games for the Chiefs. We didn't look at this schedule before the beginning of the year and think, oh, man, the Colts, that's going to be tough. But that's the reality that the Chiefs face now.
It's a huge game. I mean, it's probably, if they're not the best team in football, they're probably top three. They're in that category that you want to list all those teams off. I got something we can talk about on the other side of the break here. I don't know if you saw this yesterday on the New Heights podcast, the Kelce brothers. Jason asked Travis if this year's Chiefs team played last year's Chiefs team, what did he think would happen? And he said this year's Chiefs team would win.
I love last year's team. I think about that
16 all the time. 15-1
I think about it all the time. I don't disagree. We can discuss that. Josh Simmons makes his return. He talks to the media. We can discuss all of that, plus begin to preview the Colts. Here, that'll be where we spend our time on the other side of the break. Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming Paramount Plus, there's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton's back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming right now on Paramount Plus. We're coming right back. We've got some Chiefs talk for you here on Sports Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, one time up the Odyssey holiday hookup now through Friday, November 21st at 11:30. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. Win a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. $200 in value and 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder Star War Night on November 29th. You can enter by texting thanks to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. Good luck there, everybody. We come back in. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here on Sports Daily. All right, we're talking Chiefs. There's a lot to get to as they return to practice. We get some news, some injury information. Josh Simmons is back. A couple other storylines coming in. I suppose, TJ, we start with Josh Simmons being back. Did not feel the desire to share details on why he was gone. Handled it, I thought, very respectfully, and thanked fans and the team for their patience with him being away. Said he felt like it made him feel good to have that support. I think the team handled this just fine. I think they handled it well. In fact, I think as fans rightfully wanted more information as it pertained to like how it's going to affect the football. But I also think fans did a nice job of being supportive. I didn't ever feel like it got over the line or anything with Simmons and his time away. I think it's unreasonable to think fans aren't going to think about football when you're talking about this stuff. So I thought everything was good. I thought he handled it well yesterday. And I'm sure glad he's back because they got to have him.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I think that, you know, media-wise, I think on this show, I think the fans, the biggest thing during his absence wasn't, well, what is he doing? Like, what is he doing? No. It was always, when is he coming back? Like, that was the question that nobody knew. And I think that that was what has led to all the speculation around this. I think that people probably want to know what it was just for gossip purposes, but that's nobody's business to know. But knowing when your left tackle is going to come back, that is actually probably fans' business a little bit to understand who is going to be playing on the Sunday. That's the biggest thing. That's the reason the injury reports are a thing in the NFL. And so I think that that's where all of that stemmed from. But, I mean, if he doesn't want to say what it is, you know, he doesn't have to say what it is, and I think that that's fine. You move on from it. And, you know, he answered a lot of questions and it was really transparent yesterday about what the process was like for him. He said that he had his playbook and he was studying plays as they implemented them while he was out there, and he worked out at a gym and went out to a field and tried to stay in shape as best as he could while he was out there. And so it's an interesting situation. I've never heard of it happening before, but I mean, it sounds like if it's going to happen, this is the way that it should happen.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything appears to be fine and everybody can move on, and that's great. You hope it's not something that recurs, whatever it is. So he's back. He looked pretty good, I thought, against Denver. Denver's pass rush, like they give everyone fits, you know, gave the Chiefs a few fits. But honestly, I have a hard time really digesting the Denver game because I can't get over the missed opportunities for Kansas City, right? So they had too many penalties. Like there were a lot of the things in that game that were similar to the Jacksonville game. Too many penalties, too many mistakes. But I do think the Chiefs had the right plan. They missed on at least two touchdowns because they missed throws. They had several drops, which we hadn't really seen this year. So what's hard for me to like move forward with is how good is the Chiefs offense? You know, they played that defense. They didn't look great in that game, but they probably should have looked great in that game, right? They make a few plays that are there to make. It's not like they didn't have opportunities to make plays. They just didn't make them. The opportunities were there that they had been making plays on. And if that happens, you know, we're talking about, even if they score one of those touchdowns, they're close to 30 points, right? Like, so I think the problem for the Chiefs is everything that happened much earlier in the season, right? The Jacksonville game is annoying. The Denver game is annoying. Those aren't the games that are like the injuries and things have just given them little room for error. And so now they can't make those mistakes or they're screwed. Plus they play a bunch of really good teams still here down the stretch. So I think their offense probably is still fine. And and to your point that you brought up before, the new heights, you said Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, if this year's team played last year's team, Travis Kelce said this year's team would win. Man, I totally agree with that. And I think about that all the time. I'm like, well, the difference in the NFL, the margins that are so razor thin. You have last year's team where we got to this point in the year, and it's like, man, I know they only have one loss, but that offensive line's garbage, and it's going to bite them. And now, You're like, they seem to have fixed that. The defense still looks good, and they have five losses. But I agree. I think this year's team would definitely beat last year's team. I think it's a better team.
Yeah. I'm trying to find. I want to find a way to compare the stats through 10 games last year to 10 games this year. Because, like, it's interesting because, like, the offensive numbers, like, aren't as good, but you feel like the offense is better. I think. I don't really understand. I don't know. Like, it's kind of like apples to oranges a little bit. Like, it's tough to compare them, even though majority of them are the same players and there wasn't that much of a changeover, except for an offensive line switch and getting Rashee Rice. And so
I think there's a lot more to this offense. I do.
I think there is too, but I don't know if the stats say that. That's what I'm saying.
Last year they scored for the year,
I know,
22 that's points a game. I can't take it through 10 weeks, but this year they're 3 points higher. So here I've got these for you here. We'll just look at it. I haven't looked at these yet. So this year they're scoring 3 points more per game and they're giving up 1 point less per game. And they have five losses instead of zero at this point. Did they have one by this point? We'll just say they did. I don't remember what week the Buffalo game came. They've scored 30 touchdowns this year so far. Last year, they scored 42 all year. So they're probably right around that pace. They'd given up that last year that, you know, they gave up 41 sacks. This year, they've given up 20. So they're well below that pace, right? Like it's a much better pace for them. They've been a better team this year. I mean, they have, you know, on paper. And I think to our eyes, and I do think, look, I know they ran it back, but getting a better offensive line and running it back, you know, plus Rashee Rice is really good. That's a big deal. Like those are huge additions to the team.
I agree. I mean, it changes the team in a little bit. It's just weird that, like, that it feels that it's such apples to oranges and it's like the backwards inverse of results that you'd get out of this team. Like I agree. Like, I think that we talked a lot last year. I think that NFL people talked a lot last year about if you replayed the season, the chances the Chiefs would go 15-1 is, you know, 1% maybe. Like, there was a lot of chips that fell that way. There was a lot of games they went out and won, but there was a lot of chips that fell that way. And the Chiefs kind of scooted out of some situations. Like, you think about the Raiders game last year on Christmas. Was it Christmas? I don't know. It was one of those games down the stretch that the Raiders center snapped the ball and then they dropped it and game over just like that. Or a blocked field goal against the Broncos and things of that nature that made it fall the way that it did. And so I agree with them. I think that this year's team is better than last year's team, but at some point, like, why is it the way that it is? Is everybody else better? Like, what has happened?
I don't know what's happened other than I think this is a great exercise and example of how difficult it is in the NFL to win games and how razor thin the margins are between victory and defeat. It's one of the things that amazes me that we went from a Patriots dynasty almost seamlessly into a Chiefs dynasty. I wasn't sure we'd ever see one again when we were coming down to the end of the Patriots because the league has gotten so tight. Like the difference, you know, the difference between the very top and the very bottom might be large each year, but that's usually only one, two, three, or four teams. Right. It's like everybody else is just somewhere crammed into the middle and you just get through. That's what is made, like, to me that what the Chiefs have done. It's just like, man, I legitimately can't believe they've been able to put this together. I didn't think we'd see it again after the Patriots. And we immediately started to see it again. But you look at this kind of stuff, a team that I do think is better this year has already five losses. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's the way it is. And there's so much nuance in it too, right? The Chiefs had a bunch of injuries early in the year. It cost them a few games. They were dealing with the suspension of a player, all of those things. And that's why when we get to a Colts game this weekend, I'm compelled to just lean into the fact that the Chiefs are at home And they've been, you know, they've made mistakes in a couple of these losses, but, you know, they've also in a couple of games against really good teams kind of dominated them. So they're at home. I'll probably pick the Chiefs again this weekend, even though I don't want to.
That becomes the question that I think that we ask and everybody asks. And that's what Travis Kelce answered yesterday, is that, like, when can you quit them? Like,
well, you can't. Until they're eliminated, you can't quit them. Can the Chiefs go through and win every game the rest of the way? Well, sure they can. A team that wasn't as good last year won all but one of their games.
Like, that's what I'm asking, is the fact of, like, what is, I mean, I don't want to say realistic, but, like, what's obtainable? Like, can the Chiefs win every single game? Like,
well, sure they can. Right? I think I keep saying 6-1 because that allows a little. I think 5-2 is probably the most likely outcome, and it might be enough to get them in. Might not be. 6-1 is what you've got to shoot for, and know that 7-0 is on the table. But so is 4-3 or 3-4.
I know, like it's. I mean, I know why. I mean, we were calling the Chiefs the best team in football a month ago, and it's like
we're calling the Chiefs the best team in football 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like
before the Broncos game.
It feels just so wild for the state that they're in right now and the losses that they've had to, like, have confidence rooted in what. To get them to that point. And I mean, the confidence is rooted in the fact that at one point
it's rooted in almost a decade now of a dynasty. That's what it's rooted in. It's rooted in three Super Bowls for Mahomes. It's rooted in Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid all being Hall of Famers. It's in Chris Jones being, like, it's rooted in all the same things it's always been rooted in. They're just older and they don't have any room for error anymore because they made errors in two games that they shouldn't have lost, in Denver and Jacksonville. Jacksonville more than Denver, but look, they had opportunities that they flat blew in the Denver game. There's no doubt about it. Like, no question. And, you know, in that game in particular, I personally think Mahomes has to play better. He can't miss throws like that. And they also can't drop passes like that. They just, like, the passing game really let them down in general on Sunday, this past Sunday, because the line blocked it up pretty good against the best pass rush in football. I don't think you can ask for more than that from the line than what you got. Too many penalties. But Mahomes had time to make good throws. He just didn't make them. And when he did, they dropped them. And so that, you know, go back to the drawing board. That doesn't happen all that often. Indianapolis. This is a team offensively. They're a wagon. They're one of, if not the best, rushing offense in football. They're one of, if not the best, passing offenses in football this year. They're technically speaking ranked third in both categories and the number one overall offense by yardage this year. Daniel Jones has a ton of weapons to throw it to. They've got a great tight end, which is a problem for the Chiefs. And you'd better stop Jonathan Taylor. Good luck, right? Defensively, you're not going to run it on them, which is fine. Who cares if you're, you know, if you're a Chiefs fan? They've been very susceptible to the pass. Most of the numbers, though, this year are pre-Sauce Gardner, who is one of the top two or three corners in the league, who they went and traded for. And you want to talk about pushing all your chips into the middle of the table? Two firsts for a corner? That's what they did. And they've had a bye week now after a game to get him prepared. This is going to be a challenge.
It's such an interesting experiment because, like, that first, realistically, was probably who they were going to draft a quarterback with next year because of the Anthony Richardson situation of everybody thinking that it's just finally not going to work. And you know, they brought in Daniel Jones to be his backup, like maybe serve as the 1 year rental and be the Sam Darnold, whatever example you want to throw out there. And then now it's turned into this. And then now they're like, screw drafting a quarterback. We got our guy. And it's like,
that was a vote of confidence. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. It's like that. That's the real question of, like, rooted in what confidence before this year. Like, I ride the hot hand as well. Like, I'm with them. And I think that a lot of teams mishandle this situation, like the Vikings did. I think a lot of teams mishandle the situation of running quarterbacks out of town, thinking that the grass is greener for a young guy coming in or something like that. And so I think that kudos to them for building around Daniel Jones and kudos to them for, you know, not letting history tell them what to do with their quarterback.
Well, there's a history of this now in the NFL between Darnold and Mayfield. And now Daniel Jones. And I think Kyler Murray is going to get an opportunity to do this. I've heard people talk about this that way with Bryce Young. Is he going to get to do this because he shows us signs? But the reality is Shane Steichen is good at what he does. He helped the Eagles to a Super Bowl, right? He comes through. And look at what Steichen was able to do with a guy like Jalen Hurts, I think is not all that different than what he's able to do with a guy like Daniel Jones. Like, it's a quarterback that's talented, that's very cerebral, just like Jalen Hurts was. And you got a good coach that can get the most out of him, and then it works. That's what Kevin O'Connell did with Sam Darnold. Like, it's not, it's an interesting era, I think, in the NFL, and we'll see if it translates to Super Bowls, depending on what you think of Jalen Hurts and his chances to, like, ultimately get to the Hall of Fame. That it used to, like, there, you had no chance, basically, without a Hall of Fame quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And I feel like that's changing just a little bit. I'm not exactly sure why yet, but it does feel like teams are finding more success now with quarterbacks that we wouldn't consider great than they have in a long time in this league. We'll see if it translates, right? We'll see if they win a Super Bowl. And everybody can have their thoughts on Jalen Hurts, who's been to two of them lately. But so, you know, Brock Purdy's been to one. Jimmy Garoppolo's been to one. Like, these aren't quarterbacks we're thinking of in the same way that we've thought about quarterbacks for a long time.
I think that we've had this argument before. And I always bring up the fact of, to play devil's advocate here towards this argument, which is, you know, picking pins and needles here. Quarterbacks can become Hall of Famers by winning the Super Bowl, not the other way around. I don't think, like I always, like, if Eli Manning never won a Super Bowl, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
No, absolutely not. No.
It's because he won Super Bowls. Like, yep. Jalen Hurts never won a Super Bowl. There's no chance he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But he won a Super Bowl now, and now it's like, well, maybe he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I'm going to take you through the list. And I've done this before. It's wild. It's wild. I'm going to take you back through the list for roughly 30 years and explain what I'm talking about here. And we could see a shift in this now. That's what I mean. Like, it's getting a little strange. But on the other side, I'll take you through this list.
Yeah, I mean,
you're probably going to be, you're going to be surprised.
Looking at it, I know. I mean, it's Mahomes and, you know, Brady. No, and Aaron Rodgers.
Further back. Like, there is a trend line for the NFL that is almost unmistakable, and it's why forever it's like if you don't have your future Hall of Fame quarterback, you might as well just keep trying at that. But that's what I mean. I think that may be changing in the last couple of years, and I don't know what in the league has changed to allow for it. It will be much better for the league if this happens. Or do you see the old guard play through? Two things I want to cover here. Hey, let me just ask you this off the top before we dig into the history of Super Bowls and their quarterbacks. I will give you, and we've left off one Hall of Famer. Matt Stafford is going to be a Hall of Famer. So there are probably four that we can say for sure are going to be in the Hall of Fame at this point. Stafford.
Was Matt Stafford a Hall of Famer before he won a Super Bowl?
He was going to be close. That put him over the edge. And this year's helping put him further over the edge. I firmly believe Matt Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer. So let's say he's not. And we'll just call it three. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson will be. Mahomes will be. I'll give you those three versus the field. Who are you taking?
I'd probably take the field.
I'm still taking those three this year. I'm still taking Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City. You throw Matt Stafford in there, who I think probably is a Hall of Famer too. I'm definitely taking the field.
I mean, yeah, the Rams are good. I think that, like, my short list of teams that I firmly believe that I wouldn't be, I'll say my short list of teams that I wouldn't be shocked if they won the Super Bowl is Seattle, Los Angeles, Colts, Patriots.
Oh, come on.
I know. I don't really believe that, but I feel like I have to. And the Eagles?
I'll tell you why you don't have to. I'll tell you why you don't have to. The Eagles are the outlier here, and maybe the Colts. As far as we know, their quarterbacks are Hall of Famers. No offense, Max, because I think the Patriots are on the right path. I don't think this is going to be their year. But I think they're headed on a trajectory where you're like, okay, right? Before we didn't know Patrick Mahomes would be a Hall of Famer when he won his first Super Bowl. We know it now, right? So let's go back to 1995. 1992. Okay, the first Troy Aikman Super Bowl. Take you back to 1992. I'm gonna give you the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks since 1992, almost 25 years now. Sorry, 35 years now. Mass a little groggy with my brain this morning. Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Brett Favre, John Elway, Kurt Warner. Trent Dilfer is one outlier. So we've got one. Tom Brady, Brad Johnson is two outliers. Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco is three outliers. Russell Wilson's really interesting because if you go back to early Russell Wilson, there's going to be a case when the time comes made that people think he should be a Hall of Famer. I actually think the end of his career might keep him out. So if we want to call Russell Wilson an outlier who has, you know, his multiple Super Bowls, well, we can do that. That's four, right? And then Nick Foles is certainly an outlier. That's five. Mahomes, Stafford, Jalen Hurts, we'll see. It's too early to say on Hurts. That's five in 35 years, basically, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that aren't a Hall of Famer. It's not all that different if you go back and look at the losing quarterbacks too. Like, it just doesn't happen very often. And so when we have discussions like, well, why are the Chiefs still and what, like that for me, and I'm like, I would take the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills versus the field still right now. And I'll bet you if there was a way to make those odds and you put those three together or everybody else, those three have shorter odds than the field together.
I don't believe that at all.
What part of that don't you believe? Go like you look at look you, at the,
why would that be shorter odds than the rest of the field when those three are two teams that are under the playoffs in the sixth seed?
Because right now the Chiefs are still the fifth or sixth odds on favorite. The Bills are the third odds on favorite, and the Ravens are like the seventh odds on favorite. Like, they're all still in the top three, six. They're all still in the top eight. So you're taking three of the top eight odds on favorite. Three of them. Now, I guess you get the other five versus the field. So maybe I'm wrong about that. I could very easily be wrong about that. I don't know. There's that bet doesn't exist. But
I'm looking
like, are you going to bet against the Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Is what it comes down to. Are you really going to put it in the hands of Daniel Jones?
I know. I think that on the short list of, I mean, like, think that, like, the Chiefs, whenever they went on the road for all those games, like, they, I think that they might have been favored in all of them, like, which maybe not that Bills game, but
On their Super Bowl run,
yes,
yeah, I can't.
If they weren't favored, I mean, they were right there. It was a pick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I understand why, like, and I think that if the Colts win the Super Bowl, the Colts might be underdogs in you know, three of the four that they, or two of the three that they'd win. I don't know if they'd get home field. Three of the four that they'd win. Like, that's the part of it. But, I mean, I don't know.
We're gonna learn about the Colts. The Colts are interesting, and I think the Colts are different than, let's say, the Broncos or they're really in the AFC. There's a lot – or the Patriots. Those are the three at the top, right? The most of the Super Bowl odd favorites right now are in the NFC. Eagles, Rams, Lions are all up there. So – I think the Colts were going to have a chance to elevate to maybe even as high as the favorite if their pass defense comes out with Sauce Gardner and plays better and they stay healthy. They're like, what's new and interesting about the Colts is, A, Jonathan Taylor's healthy, and he wasn't last year, and he is an MVP candidate when he's out there. This isn't new with Jonathan Taylor. He's been this before. So now, okay, you have a competent quarterback who looks more like the quarterback that took his team to the playoffs as a young guy than he has the last couple. But, man, he is surrounded with a really good offensive line. They added Tyler Warren, who looks fantastic, the rookie tight end. They already had three or four receivers you kind of liked. It's really about, can they shore up this glaring hole for them, which was their pass defense, with the addition of Sauce Gardner? I don't know. But if they do, like, if they come out and they play well down this, you're going to see their odds rise. I don't think the Patriots or the Broncos odds are getting a whole lot better than they are now. I think the Colts could elevate up to one of, if not the odds on favorite, depending on how they, because they already have, let me make sure I'm still right about this. They've had the best point differential, which is a really good indicator in the NFL for most of this season. And they, yeah, they still do. And not only do they do by a pretty good margin, right? The Rams and Seattle have both been there, but Indianapolis has had the best point differential for a while. So it's like they're consistently doing it. They're winning by big margins. They're doing all the things that typically tell you this is a really good team. It's the Daniel Jones thing. It's really, can you get on board with backing Daniel Jones? Danny Dimes, the guy that got kicked out of New York, right? Can you really get on board with that? And I think that's why they're already not maybe the favorite at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that. I think that's a lot of it. I think that that's why I said that it's, you know, it's good on the Colts for doing this, because nobody else in the league thought it like they did. I mean, I'm sure some did, but I mean, like, I want to see. I really want to talk to somebody that covers the Colts, because I want to know what the feeling was in August about Daniel Jones, because I know that all the fans are like, you got to be bleeping me. Daniel Jones is going to be our starting quarterback. Like, this team is Chance Lebo, our friend that works.
I think people were probably on board with it. It was more of, I mean, he wasn't expected to come in and be the starter. Everybody thought Anthony Richardson probably was going to get healthy and be that guy.
I'm saying whenever he was, I mean, he was named the starter over healthy Anthony Richardson. There was a quarterback battle.
Because he earned it. And Richardson certainly did not.
I think it's because, like, Colts fans, and talking to, like I was saying, Chance Lebo, our friend at the other radio station, is a Colts fan. And, like, you have to sit back and watch the guy you drafted as a top five pick, I think he was. He's, like, number three. Get to sit back and watch him lose a quarterback battle to Daniel Jones, and you have to just think, like, God, we're going to suck. Like, we cannot be good this
probably
year.
Probably the same Vikings felt about Sam Darnold last year. It's probably the same thing the Bucs felt about Baker Mayfield, Bucs fans, a couple of years ago. Fans are just going to have to readjust, because this is now a developing trend in a league full of trends. Historically, trends always play through in the NFL. The trend right now is quarterbacks that people believed in not being given the proper amount of time, or being in a really bad situation to not succeed. And all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, that's why we liked them as a prospect. And look, not every quarterback's going to get there. Anthony Richardson was more of a project, right? There was a ton of confidence that Baker Mayfield would be good, and we saw it for a minute. There was a ton of confidence that Daniel Jones would be good, and we saw it for a minute, and then it went away. Sam Darnold, we saw it for less time, but you still saw glimpses. There would be occasions where Darnold looked awesome, and then it was just never consistent. So, you know, I don't think it should surprise us that these guys, where you can see glimpses of it. Some quarterbacks, you don't ever see a glimpse of it. Like, this is why I think Kyler Murray is going to be the next guy. We've seen glimpses with Kyler Murray. But, like, you know, it's way too early. But Cam Ward, we haven't seen any glimpses of anything with Cam Ward.
Nope.
Bryce Young's going to have a chance if Carolina gives up on him every once in a while. And at the end of last year, Bryce Young, you're like, oh, man, he looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. He looks pretty dang good. But, you know, sometimes they don't, like Josh Rosen. He never really started. It was a project. Anthony Richardson was a project. If he was good enough, he's probably not going to stay healthy, because he draws too much contact. He takes too many hits. Yeah. So I don't think it should surprise us that much. I think what surprises us is just how good their roster is everywhere else. And it's as good a top to bottom roster as there is in football. Like, they're good everywhere. If they just solve their pass defense, they're good at everything. Oh. It's a complete team.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, but
I still think I'm going to pick the Chiefs this weekend. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is crazy. That's actually crazy.
I want to see what PJ Glasser thinks on it. It's stuck at 3.5 points. It'll probably live and stay at 3.5 points. I really wish it was 3 or 2.5. I just, back against the wall, Chiefs at home. How do you, and I know, like, people will roll their eyes at that. But, like, how do you just quickly dismiss 10 years of what we've seen historically? It's a hard thing for me to do.
I agree.
The Chiefs have been a bad cover team for a long time.
Let me say this, is that the fact is, if this line was Colts -3, like, every ounce of my being would be on the Chiefs because that's just the way that we work. It's like, oh, Chiefs are an underdog at home. But if the Chiefs are favored by three, you're like, oh, what are we doing? Like, there's no way they're going to win this game. And I'm sure that they're pumping, like every college coach in the country does, is going to pump in the adversity and the aggression. They don't believe in us.
In their last four home games, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. And remember, Lamar Jackson started that game 37-20. They beat the Lions 30-17. They beat the Raiders 31-0 and the Commanders 28-7 in a game they had in hand by halftime. That's what they've done their last games at home. Now, they haven't been at home in a month by the time they play on Sunday. That's what it is for me. The Chiefs are at Arrowhead, and they have been world beaters lately at Arrowhead. We'll talk to PJ Glasser later in this hour about it. A lot more coming up in this hour. Tim Fitzgerald will also join in to talk a little K-State. We'll take a look around at some of the other headlines in the sports world when we return. It's all brought to Cleveland to Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.